Just one halakha from the Gemara Berachot Daf Mem Tet. There is a interesting teshuvah from Rabbi Avraham Palachi, son of Rav Chaim Palachi. He actually has a question that he doesn't answer. His question is that we know on Pesach there's an obligation to eat matzah. And therefore, we say a beracha before we eat the matzah, asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'sivanu al achilat matzah, since it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So I should be clearer. The question was asked to him, why then don't we make a beracha every Shabbat on the bread that we eat, asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'sivanu le'echol pat b'shabbat? Because it's a mitzvah also to eat bread on Shabbat. So Rabbi Abraham answered a shocking answer, and he says, I don't understand your question. What's the comparison? You're not obligated to eat bread on Shabbat. You're just not allowed to fast on Shabbat. So he really did answer the question. He said there's no comparison. Shabbat is no obligation to eat bread. Now, all the poskim question this opinion of Rabbi Abraham Palachi, especially that his own father of Chaim Palachi in his Sefer Kafa Chaim writes that it's a mitzvah from the Torah to eat bread on Shabbat, at least in the first two meals. And that's the opinion of the Rishonim. The Rashba writes it clearly. So therefore that question really stands. It is obligatory. Maran also holds that every meal of Shabbat must be eaten with bread. And therefore, we're not going to offer an answer to that question, but that would be a fair question. Why don't we make a special beracha on Shabbat al achilat pat? In any event, for our purposes, since one has an obligation to eat bread on Shabbat, the halacha says if he forgot, retzeva halitzenu in the birkat hamazon, he must repeat the birkat hamazon. Now today our Gemara gave us a beracha that's inserted right after the Beracha Bonei Yerushalayim, that if you remembered at that point that you didn't say the Tzeva Halitzinu, you could say the Beracha, Hashem, Natan, Shabbatot, etc., the Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbat. However, the Gemara said clearly, once you start the fourth Beracha, which means you start saying, La'ad, Akel, Abinu, Malkenu, at that point you remembered that you did not say the Tzeva Halitzinu, you would have to go back and repeat the Birkat Hamazon. I want to point out one halakha that the Tosfot brings down. What is halakha l'maaseh? Let's say a person ate Friday night Seuda, he had bread, he said the Birkat Hamazon, fine. He had a meal on Shabbat morning, early, he had bread, he said Birkat Hamazon. He had a third meal, and he said Birkat Hamazon, what the Tzeva Asinu, fine. Then, towards the afternoon, he was having a fourth meal. And he had bread as well. But in this fourth meal, he forgot to say the Seva Halitzenu. According to the Halakha, he does not have to repeat Birkat Hamazon. Because there is no obligation to have a fourth meal on Shabbat. That was a voluntary meal that he had. Once already we're saying this, Halakha says even the third meal that he had, which is Seuda Shlishit, according to Paul's scheme, you really don't have to have only bread. You can have Seuda Shlishit with either mezonot or with perot. Of course, preferably one should have bread. But since it's not as mandatory as the first two meals, if somebody forgot the Tzeva Halitzinu and Seuda Shlishit, he also would not have to repeat the Birkat Hamazon. But for our purposes, we want to remind you, it is a mitzvah, according to many poskim from the Torah, to eat bread on Shabbat. And when we say eat bread, we don't mean just to taste a little crumb from the person that's making the hamosi. Like the, unfortunately, the custom is by many people that whatever piece they get, so they just eat, nibble at it, and that becomes the hamosi. There's two problems there. Number one, they're not eating the proper shi'ur to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah. And number two, they're saying birkat hamazon, and they didn't eat the proper shi'ur of bread. And therefore, the Birkat Hamazon is Berachah Batalah as well. So therefore, we have to be concerned on Shabbat to make sure we eat the proper measurement of the bread, preferably 2 ounces, but at least 1 ounce of bread.